Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of An Investor's Journey. This is Jonathan Barbero with Prime Homes. And I wanted to make this episode about it's not your contractor's fault that you're cheap. I keep hearing more and more, especially now as the market keeps getting hotter and everybody, more people are getting into real estate. Everybody thinks they can flip a house. All they need is an investor-friendly contractor. I made a podcast a couple weeks ago. I'll put in the show notes. A couple months ago, about investor-friendly contractors and why they do not exist. I don't give a damn who you are and what your justifications are. They don't exist. All right. There's a good contractor and a shitty contractor. There's a cheap contractor and an expensive contractor. There's no such thing as an investor-friendly one. You understand? Like, business is business. It doesn't matter if they're investor-friendly or not. So don't give me any shit. Don't tell me, but I got a buddy. I don't give a damn. It's all bullshit. There's no investor-friendly contractor. And stop being so stupid and look for one. Now, I'm sorry I'm coming off a little harsh, but it just gets really annoying because real estate is a serious business. It's a lot of money involved, and people are freaking lazy when it comes time to flipping houses. I get continuously, either at our meetups or other meetups or events that we go speak at, people are always saying, but these contractors, they're assholes. They screwed me over. This guy, he lied to me. This guy stole from me. This guy this guy that. And I'm like, well, what did you do to prevent this? And it's that look in their face that they just don't know what the hell they're doing. So that look is, I didn't know there was anything I could do to prevent this. I called a contractor and he was investor friendly, so he should have taken care of me. Like, that's just the laziest answer you can possibly give. And it's the answer that many people do give. And I think not to blame individuals, I just think it's something that because of the market that we're in, people see other people doing this and everybody, and this is something that I keep stressing to everybody. Guys, stop believing what you see on Facebook. Seriously, stop believing what you see on Facebook. Everybody can control what goes on their Facebook page. So nobody has to put the truth. Nobody's going to put, hey guys, so I was a complete fucking retard on this last deal and I lost 10 grand. They don't put that. They only put the ones that they made money in. And if they didn't make any money, they'll still put it up and not say what happened with that deal. They'll just make it seem like they're doing a shit ton of deals. I know this because I know most of the people that are doing deals in the San Antonio area. And I know when the people are losing money. Because I know their contractors. I know the people working on their houses. I know the investors lending to them. I know the agents selling the properties. We know what's going on in our market. So we know who's successful and who's not. And every time I see these people post on Facebook and I see other guys, man, you're killing it. And I'm like, no, they really aren't killing it. You understand? They're just their own PR company. So please stop paying attention to what you see on Facebook. Just because you see in, these other half of retards that make it seem like it's easy, trust me, they're not making any money. All they're doing is just for the social media picture. That's all they're doing it for. They have no business and they're not making any money. So stop being fooled by this. You need to run a business. Flipping houses is not a part-time job. Flipping houses is not a passive income producer. Flipping houses actually requires management, actually requires work from your end. It's not enough to just find the property, find the contractors, and find the money. You need to manage everything. You understand? You need to manage the contractors. You need to manage their expectations. Every house that we do, there's been things that have been done wrong by the contractors because, like everything, we assume that they know how to do their job, right? So every time there's a little mistake, that's something that we add to our list next time. And no, there isn't a list that I have written out. This is just something that we do so often that we know by memory because it's pure experience. You understand? This is why we can talk about this stuff whenever, because it's our actual real life experience. This is not stuff that we're reading from a book. So this stuff, what I'm talking about is every time somebody screws up on a house, let's say a roofer, like what happened to our last house, our last flip, the roofer just, he didn't do the right flashings. He didn't do the right things around the chimney. So, which he was supposed to do. Yes, he came back later and fixed it, but it delayed the project. It caused problems and it was something that could have been avoided. So what we do is when we hire a roofer now, is we tell them, hey, make sure the proper flashings go in here. Make sure you seal properly around the chimney. You know, we reiterate all these problems. And then there's a lot of people and contractors, they're going to give you that look of like, come on, are you kidding me? I've been doing this for 30 years because everybody's been in construction for 30 years. Doesn't matter if they're 15 years old. They've been in it for 30 years. So just tell them, like, reiterate, hey, this is what I expect. You understand? This is what I expect from my cabinets. I want them to be laid out this way. I don't want to see one taller than the other. I don't want to see the ones near the sink opening in opposite directions. You know, like, you stupid little things that you are not going to know about if you're not actively managing these properties. If you're deferring to a contractor to do all this, you're never going to learn how to properly manage a rehab. And two, you're not going to know what the hell went wrong. You understand? Or what your projects even cost or why they cost this. You don't understand the work that goes into it. You don't understand the materials that go into it. You understand? So it's not your contractor's fault that you are lazy. You know, people keep blaming their contractors. My contractor screwed me on this. He did that. And I'm telling them, I'm like, but there's ways that you can protect yourself from doing all this. What are you looking for? You know, and always what it comes down to is, I don't know jack shit about flipping a house, so I wanted to hire a contractor that can tell me how to do it. That's pretty much the only way that you're going to get screwed, is you do not know what you're doing. And the solution is so simple. I tell you this all the time because it's true, and it's such a simple solution. Get yourself a partner. Partner with a flipper, maybe even consultation fee, whatever the hell you gotta give them. But partner with somebody that flips houses for a living, especially the types of houses that you're trying to flip. You know, partner with them. Yes, you are gonna have to split some of the profits or pay them something, whatever it is. But trust me, if you bring the right person on, it's gonna be more than worth it. The right person is gonna teach you things that you didn't even know existed when flipping a house. I tell you because we go through this a lot. You know, we partner with a lot of people on flips and stuff like that. And when we go over stuff, and I'm talking about even experienced investors that have been doing this for, you know, 20 plus years, we do flips with them and they still are learning new stuff. And it's not, you know, that they're not smart. It's just that they're not in it like we are. You understand? So a lot of people tell me, yeah, but how can you scale? Like, what the hell does it matter whether we scale or not? Right now, we're a company that's just, it's profitable. You understand? So many people are trying to scale before they even make any profits. Stop being so focused on the future and focus on the now. Focus on today. Today, you have a project and it needs to get done correctly. You understand? That's going to require your time. That's going to require you to visit the house every single day. Ask a million questions of your contractors. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you using this material? We're right now working with a contractor. We're building a couple houses. So these are brand new builds, right? And this guy, he knows how to build houses. This guy's a very, very knowledgeable contractor. Very impressive, all the shit he knows. But he still, if we relied on him, he will use materials that will cost a lot more money and that are not necessary for these types of rehabs. And he doesn't understand that. He is a great contractor and he wants to use these really good quality material. But it's like I tell him, look, the price points that we're building in, the neighborhood we're building in, it's not necessary to go that high end. We're not going to get the value back. You understand? But if we were like other investors and just let him have at it on his own, He would put all those materials, and we just sat down to redo the budget again because he had these things in there. There was over $8,000 in savings that we found on materials that there's just no need. And I'm not talking about cutting corners. Never, ever cut a corner. Because trust me, that shit's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Don't cut corners. Do shit right. What I'm talking about is like the pretties, you know, like the trim and the doors and fixtures and stuff like that. That's the stuff that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, don't use, you know, 200 2x4s, use 180. No. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the finished product. So when we go over all those finished products, like we talk about, hey, we don't need this type of tile in this house. We don't need that type of door in this house. Or switch out these closet doors and put bifold doors because they're just as fine, you know, but they're a quarter of the price. So these are all things that while he's extremely experienced, and I would not tell him how to do his job, right? Because he knows a shit ton more than we do on that. He knows how to do his shit, but we will tell him what our expectations are. What kind of materials need to go in there? How the thing needs to look? Because that's how it's going to sell, and it's going to sell for the most money. Does that make sense? So that's the things that you got to keep in mind. But you're never going to learn those things if you're not in it. You're never going to learn if a plumber is charging you extra to do some shit that is just not necessary to do. You understand? Because if a plumber calls you, and what happens? He tells you, hey, you know, so the water is actually going backwards and this and that. You're like, oh my God, no, the water can't go backwards. Or, all right, fine, do whatever you need to do. And then they decide to do some crazy shit with the plumbing to fix it. You're going to end up spending a lot more money. Instead, maybe it still needs to get done. But my point is that reach out to people. Hey, listen, my plumber is telling me that this and this needs to happen. Does that sound right to you? That's how we started. You know, and they would tell us. When I started in construction, I've been doing construction for a long time. But when I started in construction 30 years ago, when I started in construction about like 15 years ago or so, there's a lot of things that were new to me. So when I was going to do something, I'd be like, hey, does this make sense if it goes this way and that way, blah, blah, blah. And they would explain to me, yeah, no, or it's okay, just be careful with this. So it's okay to ask people that are more knowledgeable than you for advice. So if somebody's telling you they need to do something and it's going to cost extra, reach out to people. Reach out to people that know what the hell they're doing because they can advise you. They can tell you, look, that contractor is trying to take advantage of you. You know, like a conversation I had yesterday. You know, this lady, she's getting trying to build a few houses and she keeps getting screwed over by the contractors. And same thing. It's not that she's getting... I mean, she is getting screwed over by the contractors, but it's more that she doesn't know what she's doing, so she doesn't know who to call, you know, but she wants to build houses. I'm like, you know, you're going about it the wrong way. Somebody needs to know how to build a house that's a part of your group. You understand? It can't be that you're relying on contractors. Somebody needs to know something about construction that has your best interest in mind until you learn it. So she asked us to come on board. I don't know if we will because we have a lot of things going on and, you know, we can't always jump on help everybody out, but we're looking over her project, trying to advise her, and her engineer, she got an engineer to do the foundation, and he wants to get paid to give her the engineer letter when she already knows that the foundation was done wrong, but he's okay to sign off on it. And she's like, well, what do I do? I was like, you know, what do you mean? What do? The job that you paid him to do isn't done right. I was like, don't pay him. You know, and she really got stuck. She doesn't know what to do. So obviously we sat down and helped her out and everything. But that's what I'm going at is that ask for help. This thing, it is hard, guys. Flipping houses is one of the most advanced strategies in real estate. There's so many moving parts. You got to know materials. You got to know costs. You got to shop around. You're going to get burned. You will get burned. We still get burned till this day. You understand? Because every time you get a new contractor, you're rolling the dice. You don't know how they're going to turn out. And even if you have a contractor that you've done three, four, five houses. We had an electrician that he has done over 9 houses for us. And I'm talking about complete rewires, everything. And on the last house, we had to get rid of him. You know, he just started like just getting lazy, doing shit work, complaining, not showing up. I don't know what the hell happened, but it went downhill. And that's just what I'm, you know, you're always getting burned. So you got to protect yourself. Don't pay anybody in advance. Pay them for jobs completed. If that means that you got to supply the material, supply the material. Learn how to shop for materials. Learn where to shop for materials, because that's going to help you in budgeting the projects and keeping costs down. I mean, put in the work. The shit is not easy. It's not for everybody. But you need to put in the work. You understand? Stop being lazy. Stop trying to do this part-time. I get it's sexy. It's attractive. It looks really, really cool on your Instagram page. I get that. But you still need to make profit. I'm sure you're borrowing money. I'm sure you're taking somebody else's money. Respect that money. Put in time, put in work. You understand? All of our lenders, the reason they love us is because they see us at all the projects continuously. Any one of our lenders can come and visit us at any project, ask a million questions, and we know everything about the project because we're there on a daily basis. We're there. You understand? And even on these new builds, even though we have an amazing contractor to take care of them, we're still going to be there every day. We're going to make sure everything is getting done correctly. We're going to make sure nothing's getting missed. You know, we're going to make sure no corners get cut. Because like I said, even if you trust somebody, everybody has a shelf life. You never know when it's going to be that last project that they screw up on. So what you don't want to happen is to get too comfortable and they get too far ahead of the job, where now it's going to cost you extra to undo all the shit they did to fix it. So don't let that happen. You understand? Check it every day. Make sure everything's going. If everything's working, great. You understand? And yes, it is worth your trip. It is worth your time to go and check it out every single day. Especially when you're learning and you don't know what you're doing. Go there on a continuous basis. It's also good for the contractors to know that you can drop in at any given time. You understand? It keeps them honest. It keeps them working. It keeps them, you know, making sure that, hey, you know, the job site is staying clean. Everybody's working. Everybody's professional. Because at least us, everywhere we renovate, we have neighbors. You know, so we tell them, like, hey, be careful with the kind of music you guys put. You know, be careful if you're smoking. Don't throw your cigarette butts everywhere in the yard. You know, don't leave a mess on the front, on the back, because we have neighbors. We're in a community. Be courteous. Don't park in other people's driveways. You know, you got to say all these things. You got to check up on it and make sure they're doing it. Make sure they're not parking on your grass. I mean, we had these contractors that pretty much killed most of our grass on one of our rehab because they kept parking on the damn grass. So, and that costs money to fix. So, I mean, you got to babysit them. You got to be there. You got to be involved. Stop being lazy. This isn't a part-time business. This is a real business. You got to dedicate time to it. And it's fine if you can't. Find somebody that can. Find somebody that can dedicate time, that has the knowledge, that can be a part of your team, or maybe just a part of that project. Partner with people. Because we see this time and time again, even from investors that have been doing this 15, 20 years, that, you know, they have their business, they have other things going on, and they want to flip out of their city, out of their state. And shit starts going down because they don't know what the hell's going on with the project because they can't check on it. And all they have is just the contractor there. The problem is that as honest as you want to think most contractors are, when a contractor starts fucking up, they may not be too honest. You understand? So you can't depend on them telling you the truth. You got to be able to depend on somebody that's on your side telling you the truth. Telling you, no, actually, they didn't complete this, or this looks like crap. I know they sent you a picture, but there's a lot of things that you can't see in a picture. I can see all the cabinets installed in a picture, but up close and personal, I can see if they're opening right or not. You understand? I can see if they're even or not. I mean, those are things that you can see in person, and you won't be able to see them on a picture. So stop being lazy. Dedicate the time this job actually requires to get done, and you're going to see it's not going to be so complicated and you're not going to be so stressed out. There's still a chance for you to get screwed. Every time you switch contractors, there's always a chance. You got to watch them. set expectations, watch them, and you can mitigate the mistakes as much as possible. So I hope you guys got some value out of this one. It's a something that's very, you know, a very popular topic. I hear so many investors over and over discussing this. So I just wanted to put this out there again. And I'm going to link a couple of the podcasts that I've done already on investor-friendly contractors, on scope of works, on how we manage our contractors. And any questions you guys have, like always, reach out. I'm always here to talk. Have a couple people that we talk through email, and I'm helping them out on a couple deals that they're working on. So anything you guys need, I'm here to help. All right, guys. So glad you guys are listening. Glad you're enjoying it. And I'll catch you on the next one.